This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. The Supreme Court has ruled that the President must decide on state bills reserved by governors for presidential assent within 3 months. The apex court set aside Tamil Nadu Governor Arun Ravi's decision to withhold assent to 10 pending bills and in the process ruled that the President should also not take more than 3 months in arriving at a decision on bills referred by the governors. A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Mahadevan clarified that if there's any delay beyond this period, valid reasons must be provided and shared with the concerned state. In West Bengal, 3 persons were killed and 18 police personnel have been injured in Waqf-related violence in some areas of Murshidabad district. Parliamentary forces have been deployed in the affected areas. Violence and arson erupted yesterday at Suti, Samshirganj, Jalangi, Lalgola and Dhulia of Murshidabad district against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to hooliganism yesterday while protesting against the act. Meanwhile, a special bench of the Calcutta High Court has ordered deployment of the central forces in Murshidabad district to maintain law and order, restore peace and bring the situation under control. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has urged people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting in the name of religion. BJP has hit out at the TMC-led West Bengal government over the incidents of violence in Murshidabad district. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad district in West Bengal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with the Chief Secretary and DGP of West Bengal today. The DGP, West Bengal, briefed that the situation was tense but under control and was being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. Mr. Mohan said that apart from nearly 300 BSF personnel locally available in Murshidabad, additional 5 companies have been deployed at the request of the state government. In a major step towards justice for lakhs of investors affected by the Rose Valley Ponzi scam, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today handed over a demand draft of over 515 crore rupees to the chairman of the Asset Disposal Committee, D.K. Seth. According to a statement from the Finance Ministry, this money will help repay nearly 7.5 lakh victims of the scam. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing the Raigarh Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering floral tributes on the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at the Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra. Mr. Shah stated that today the Union Government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world.
स्वधर्म बच गया, हमारी भाषाएं बच गई, हमारी संस्कृति बच गई और आज हम देश की आजादी के 75 साल के बाद दुनिया के सामने सर उठाकर खड़े हैं और हम संकल्प करते हैं कि 100 साल जब हो गया आजादी को दुनिया में एक नंबर पर हमारा भारत होगा उसकी मूल कल्पना इस शिवराय ने रखी.
In Jharkhand, one security forces personnel of Jharkhand Jaguar has succumbed to his injuries while another one of Cobra Battalion has been severely injured in an encounter with the Naxalites during a search operation being conducted under Jarai Kela police station in West Singhbhum district. SP Ashutosh Shekhar has confirmed the incident and said that both the injured personnel were airlifted to Ranchi for better medical treatment. In IPL, chasing the target of 246 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad were at 222 for 2 in 16.2 overs against Punjab Kings at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad, when reports last came in. In another match today, Lucknow Super Giants beat Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets at the Ekna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The 11th edition of the Indian Super League ISL concluded with Mohan Bagan's Super Giant beating Bengaluru Football Club FC 2-1 after extra time to clinch the ISL 2024-25 title in Kolkata today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.